What's good? What's good? You back? This is Debate the Music, episode 12. Thank you for listening. We got a lot of stuff to get into today, Pierre. Man, we got a lot. It's a lot of stuff we got to talk about, man. It's a lot.
So you got the world saying, "Bitch, be humble."
Right, man. And so if you haven't heard it, you could definitely check out the video, the song, over at greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. But Kendrick Lamar made a song, and just what did you think about the track? What did you think about it overall?
Well, when I first heard Mike Will was producing it, I was kind of nervous. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I'm like, wait, Kendrick on a Mike Will beat? That's not something that we really are accustomed to. But hearing it, I ain't gonna lie, I had to listen to it like 4 times, because the first time I'm like, but I like it. I feel like he's stepping out of that box. And as an artist, that's what you want. Like, you want to evolve. I'm not saying make a pop record, but this record he's reaching. And he's talking to his fans pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, excuse me, y'all, sorry about that. I feel like he's talking to everyone, you know. I don't understand the backlash that it's getting. So that's why I want to ask you, Chris, like, how you feeling about that? Because first Tyrese came out and said some shit, and yeah, now it's coming from Kendrick.
He really just repeated what Tyrese said in a different way. Well, let's be clear. Kendrick Lamar stated in his song, these are the lyrics. I'm gonna read it so I don't get nothing messed up.
Right.
I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like an ass with some stretch marks. Still will take you down right on your mama's couch in polo socks. And women are upset because he basically said he's tired of Photoshop and he is attracted to natural women. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen is a backlash as far as women who aren't natural or women who are natural who are saying that he shouldn't be saying what women should look like, and he shouldn't be giving his opinion on how women dress. And I even saw women attacking his wife, you know, the girl he's been with for 10 years now, because she's mixed with straight hair. So the backlash is really just about Kendrick stating his preference, and the women who are upset are not his preference. That's part of it. And another part is insecurity, of course. And another part is, I think that people just have to find something to be upset about. And it's upsetting when you hear the truth. When you don't really like yourself, it's hard for you to accept when somebody tells you, okay, you should like yourself. Like, yep. He didn't say, you look terrible with all of that, or I don't like you. He just said, this is what I like. And he said he's tired of seeing Photoshop. So the girls who get Photoshopped a lot, the girls who honestly, a lot of girls who can't even afford the fake butt and the fake titties, those girls are mad too, because they're like, well, this is what I'm striving to be like. So why don't you like that? Why is that not appealing? I agree with what he said. Like, I'm tired of Photoshop. We said it before when Tyrese said what he had to say. You know, women just have to learn how to, people in general, I wouldn't even say women, because guys are getting to a point too where the things we do are drastic and you don't really love yourself. You know, I think now a lot of people tell them, they tweet it all the time. Like, a girl, people will tweet a bunch of pictures and say, I love me. Like, you really don't love yourself. You're just saying it because it's cool. Because if you really love yourself, when somebody says they don't like you, it wouldn't bother you, because you love you. It doesn't matter if one person don't like you. And then he didn't even attack you personally. So a lot of the anger was really just a reflection of just some mental issues some people have going on, you know, because he wasn't disrespectful to nobody like that.
Yeah, man. My take on it is, first and foremost, we all know in rap, you know, you got to say something to sales. So from a sale standpoint, Kendrick reached, and he did a good job reaching. While I can understand the backlash he got, it's not nothing. He didn't disrespect women. I mean, it ain't like he said bitch. He didn't call him a thot. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say nothing like that.
Ain't that funny now, that they? Ain't it funny that the rappers that do say that, they never receive any backlash?
Like Bad and Bougie, for example.
Right.
Why would you want to be Bad and Bougie, but when somebody tells you natural beauty is the best beauty, you get an attitude? I never understood. Like, it's a double entendre, bro. It's a double standard. It's hypocritical. It's a contradiction all in one. It's like, now, like I was telling you, like we were explaining when Tyrese said, I don't have a problem with weaves and makeup, but if you need that to feel good about yourself, then you, like you said, maybe you don't feel good about yourself. Natural beauty is the best beauty. I mean, I'd rather somebody have blemishes, freckles, stretch marks, because that's attractive. Like, that just goes to show, like, okay, who you are as a woman. But, I mean, I don't think Kendrick was necessarily trying to, you know, be mean or be like, and it's coming from black feminists. So when you hit that word on Twitter, man, you had the people tweeting last night, bro. So that shit, I just was reading this shit and I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is mad as hell, boy.
Yeah, because I just wanted to ask a question, because what happens is when a man today states his preference in any form of fashion, women who don't fit that preference feel disrespected for some strange reason. And I just really want to understand, why is that? Like, why is it that when I say I like, if I say I like short, dark skin, thin, pretty women, women who are tall and light skin get upset and offended? Like, you shouldn't be offended because you don't fit the preference of one person. It doesn't matter. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, really, let's be, who cares? Everybody ain't gonna like you. That's part of life, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing people have to accept. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to be appealed to you. And you will live. You're not going to die. So I just had to do a poll asking the question. Since women are upset with this song, and since women are upset with this song and they don't like what he said and all that, and you're hurt. So why, if you don't get dressed and you don't get fly, you don't put on makeup for the attraction of men, why do you do it? I really just wanted to know. And a lot of women didn't answer the question. You know, they came at me like, why do you care? And it's like, I'm just trying to know, because if you get mad with me about my preference of man who you clearly would want, like, not saying I'm the man you would want, but you want to date a man because you like men, like,
right.
How does that, like, how does me asking you what you get dressed for bother you? You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of the anger is really, really misguided. And some people just got some insecurities they need to deal with personally. That's really all it is, man.
Yeah, man. I touched on that as well. Like, I read the poll and I was kind of like socializing with a couple of the people at the job. And, a lot of people don't like women with makeup. A lot of people do like women with makeup. So I kind of feel like it's your preference. Like, I mean, makeup, sometimes makeup isn't needed. Sometimes it is needed. Some women wear makeup to feel better about themselves, maybe because of, you know, what they've been through in life. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes makeup is needed as, like, you. I mean, let's be clear. The definition of Photoshop just isn't the app. So that's what a lot of people need to be clear of. When you say Photoshop, we're talking about filters. We're talking about anything to enhance your picture to make you look better than what you look like. That's what we're talking about. Whether it be, I can't consider the lighting, because, I mean, you can go outside right now and it'll be sunny as hell, and just the lighting will make you look different. Whereas, say, you go outside in the dark, you can't really see much. But all this dark skin beauty, light skin beauty, I mean, I never really understood it, because everybody's beautiful in their own
way. Right?
Exactly.
Are we all black? Isn't that the bottom line? Like,
it's the bottom line, man. We're all the same. African American. There's no light African American. There's no dark African American. When you fill out a job application, it doesn't say, like, it says black or it says African American. So.
You know what's really funny? I kind of had Twitter pissed off at me for this one too, but I don't give a fuck. It's funny to me that women can say, I don't want to date a tall man, I don't want to date a short man, or I don't want to date a man without a beard, and then get mad when we say, oh, I only like to date women that are this color or have this type of hair. But you wouldn't date me because of my height. Now, before anybody come at me on Twitter, remember, I'm 6'4". I'm not a short guy. I just like to point out this big contradiction that women have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no little nigga. But I will say that women can, they love to say things like, why wouldn't you date a woman like this? But at the same time, you wouldn't date a man that doesn't fit the weird quote-unquote preference. So you can't get mad. It goes both ways. If you
this goes date... back to... Sorry to cut you off. This goes back to the whole tattoo ordeal. Remember when women were crazy about guys with tattoos? They were, like, obsessed with that shit. So, I mean, I hear it a lot. Like, I see it a lot down the timeline, Facebook, Insta. I see women going crazy over beards and all that. I mean, I never really understood it because a beard should, I mean, that's like saying, oh, I want a man with a nice car. You know what I mean? Like, the car shouldn't make the man, and the money should make the man. What should make the man is how he treats you, how he adds to your life. That's like me saying, I want a woman with breast, ass, and no stomach. Like, that's, I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's not even what I'm worried about. Like, I'm worried about how you know what I'm saying, how we connect on an intellectual level, how we get along and things like that. So, I don't know, man. Like, maybe the people that you piss off on Twitter just really don't understand. Like, it's just, I don't know, bro. I really don't know no more. That's why, like, I don't really talk to people, like, because when I hear shit and I see shit, I just be like, what? Like, seriously? Like, you think you're going to get that saying this? Like, you'll say, oh, I want this. But then you'll say, oh, niggas ain't shit. So it's like, huh? Like, so, I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I just think we're in an age where everybody is a little too sensitive. And the biggest issue is nobody wants to be heard. People just, they listen to respond and not learn. And then people don't want to educate, and it's just bad. We got to get past that.
People give up too easy. It's a lot that happens, bro. Yeah, like,
we got to get past that. But let's move on to this extension, X Action, whatever the hell his name is. I don't know. All I know is he's trash. This dude that Drake supposedly stole his flow. But you know what's interesting, bro? I was listening to What a Time to Be Alive with, you know, the record with him in Future, that album. I think it was Digital Dash, and Drake had that flow. So it was kind of interesting. I'm starting to feel like Drake didn't, at first I never really cared about the whole flow stealing thing, because this is the thing with rap now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you write your own music. Nobody cares if you produce it. Nobody cares. As long as it sounds good, people are going to listen. So we never cared to begin with. So what do you feel about this whole X Action, whatever his name is?
Well, I mean, I did feel like, I'm not going to say Drake is a biter. I'm not going to say Drake is fouled for it. But the way the young man explained it, I kind of understand where he's coming from. For the simple fact is, if Drake did reach out to your manager and he heard your song and he asked you something, but then he turned around and do it, that's that from the standpoint like that, that's wrong. But let's be clear, like you said, everybody's been using everybody flow, man. Like, listen to Versace. Like, right? Listen to a lot of, like, everybody's copying everybody. Ace Hood came out with a flow, you know what I'm saying, he was using. Everybody bit that. So, I mean, it's like, everybody bites everybody. I mean, everybody jocks everybody. And I don't think they're doing it purposely. I just think they're doing it to keep up with today, you know, the music of today. Because, I mean, if you listen to our sleeper picks, well, majority of yours, they had that old school hip-hop boom-bap flow. Nobody's doing that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's doing the dope. Like, can you imagine Migos on a Ninth Wonder beat?
Oh, man. Exactly. That would be crazy.
It would be crazy, but do you think it'd happen?
Nah.
Exactly. So, when you on a beat like what Drake was on, was it KMT?
KMT,
he has to use that kind of flow. And the X guy, I mean, I can't really judge him just yet. I only heard that one song, and it really wasn't for me. But I understand.
I went like, and listened to like three. It's terrible. You know what makes a lot of these rappers bad? It's not even their flow necessarily. A lot of times, it's the content. Like, I'm just really sick and tired of hearing the same old, I got chains, I have money, a bunch of girls are chasing me. I don't care. Like, I want to hear about something else. Can you tell a good story? Like, one of the main reasons why I'm a big fan of Dave East, he can tell a story. Like, ooh, Dave East
can... Did you hear that free smoke?
Oh, I ain't hear that one yet. But I know on his last one, on his album, I think it was a Keisha joint, like, bro, yes. He told a story. I want to hear a story. If you're gonna talk about a story or talk about the times and what's happening in the world right now, we don't want to hear about how many cards you got and the women you look at. We don't care. We've heard it from the last 10 rappers before. We don't care. It's recycled. And all of these little rappers sound the same. The mumble rap is just tired to me. I'm not a fan. So I'm just like... I feel where dude coming from. He feel like Drake should have gave him a little more buzz or whatever. But I mean, you can't look for handouts, dog. Especially in rap. Ain't nobody gonna help you out. Like, you want a feature or something, you gotta find a way to get it. You want anything, you gotta find a way to get it. That's life, bro.
Definitely is life, and I agree, man. Like, it's crazy. So all this young man needs to do, make a lane for himself. You're out of jail now. Just get in the studio and prove to people that you have what it takes. Because what are you gonna do? Sit around and be mad? Oh, fuck Drake. Fuck. You are entitled to feel the way you feel, and nobody can take that from you. But what are you gonna do with your time now? You gonna sit around upset, or get out there and make a name for yourself? People don't understand that XXL freshman list is coming up. And when it comes out, me and Chris are going to talk about it. Because there's going to be somebody on there that doesn't deserve to be on there. Somebody's going to get... It's like the NCAA, the bracket. Somebody's going to be left out that should have made it. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to make it that shouldn't have made it. So I just can't wait to see it. I mean, a couple people that I feel should make it will make it. But... we'll never know, man. But yeah, man, like, everybody uses everybody's flow. Like, it's not, if everybody said they wasn't, they'd be lying. And like you said, it ain't about who writes for who, because everybody has help with writing a hit. Like, I'm not going to say every single person in the game, but I'll say maybe, 80% of the game. So, damn if you do, damn if you don't, man, at this point.
For real, man. It don't make sense, man. It don't make sense. Like, the one thing I will say about the freshman list is every year I feel like it gets worse.
I think it gets worse. The best freshman year class was when they had Big Sean in it. And I think after that, it just went down here. Now, Dave East, when he made it, was great. Like, you know, he had a huge year. He had that mixtape, then he had his album. I don't know who... it's like we got all these mumble rappers, and it's just I'm scared. Like they might as well name it to mumble freshmen. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, I just can't wait, because I know I'm gonna just be, when the freestyles come out, I'm gonna just be like remember when Designer dropped Timmy Turner? Like,
yeah, I remember.
First I was like, what the fuck is this? But I went back and heard it again. That shit was catchy, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can't wait to hear this song. When he dropped the song, it was huge. Like, so the freshman class can help you, but you have to take advantage of it. You can't sit back and wait. Like you said, you can't sit back and wait for that opportunity. Shit, if I was invited to a freshman list, I'm gonna work my ass off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna be a one-hit wonder.
Right? That one-hit wonder thing, you know what? Let's name some one-hit wonders real quick. I think the biggest one most recently would have to be Trinidad James.
Yeah, man. Trinidad James had so much buzz when he had that All Gold Everything.
Man.
Even that album was pretty... It was cool. But after that, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened, bro. Another one-hit wonder. Ooh. Maybe this is because he's in jail, but I would probably have to say Mr. Bobby Shmurda.
Ooh. Yeah. And I don't know. Would that qualify, though? He's kind of in jail.
That's what I said. I don't think I can use him. I
mean, then he had two or three records to hit? I know it was definitely two.
Yeah, Hot Nigga. He had two.
I don't know. He in jail, so that's a tough one. That's a poll. I'm gonna have to do a poll on that one. I need to see what the people think.
That could be a poll question for sure.
I need to see what people think on that. That's a good one.
Let me see. Lil Mama, I guess.
You could say that. You could say Lil Mama.
After Lip Gloss, what did she do?
Man, really? Really nothing. I think about it. Well, she's been having decent songs.
Okay. So, I mean, man, it's one of those things where you want to avoid that shit. You want to avoid being a one-hit wonder.
All right, man, let's get into this Trey Songz versus Chris Brown, because I feel like this is a... After hearing Trey Songz' album, it really made me think, like, where does he rank among R&B legends? But I want to save that debate for another episode. I really just want to put Chris Brown and Trey Songz against each other so this is a criteria I want to go by. Who makes the better albums? Mm-hmm. Who makes better party songs? Who makes better sex songs? Those are the three criteria. That's the list right there. So who makes the better albums in your opinion?
Chris Brown.
What? Nah, Trey Songz, you tripping.
I say Chris Brown for the simple fact is he has like music for everybody, bro. Like,
true.
He can reach the rappers, he can reach the pop crowd, and he can reach the R&B crowd. Like that Beautiful People, that song was dope as shit.
Yeah,
and
it reached so
many lives, and it was just like, yo, like, okay, Chris Brown. Now, what was the next question? Who makes the better what?
I don't know, man. I don't agree, man. I gotta take Trey Songz. I feel like as far as the album and just a together, like just all the songs together, I feel like I can listen to more of Trey's albums all the way through than I can. I don't think I've ever listened to any Chris Brown album all the way through, but Trey Songz definitely.
Okay.
So the next one was who makes the better party songs?
That would have to off top. That would have to go Chris Brown, off top.
But see, you, I mean, Trey Songz got some hits though, man. He got some party hits, man. You can't ignore that. I can't say he don't.
He do. Bitches in the drinks, bottoms up. Say ah, he do. But Chris Brown has a lot too, and he don't. You know, keep in mind he got that party. Tour that's coming up as well. I think it started Friday, matter of fact.
Yeah, it just started. Actually, kicked 50 Cent off the tour.
What?
Yeah, I read about that.
I didn't know about that.
50 did something crazy and they put him off the tour. So, I mean, you know, he was in between that whole fight situation with Chris Brown and Soulja Boy, so that could have had something to do with it.
50's a nut, man.
For real. Let me ask you this. Who makes the better sex songs?
Oh, that's off top, Trey Songz.
Okay, all right. If you say Chris Brown, I was going to hang up on you, man. We can't even do the show no more, man.
No. That off top goes to Trey Songz, man. Even though Chris Brown had Back to Sleep, but nah.
But that was like his only one recently. In the last 3-4 years, I haven't heard any of the records from Chris Brown. Like, he's been...
That's because when he was a little kid. Remember? He had the With You's and the Say Goodbye and all that shit. Like,
nah, that was fire. I'm saying recently.
I know it was.
Like,
but
he just, I ain't really hearing enough.
Trey Songz got about 10, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that had to go to Trey Songz.
Yeah, that Ready, so just on the Ready album alone, he had Jupiter Love. That was fire.
Exactly.
Neighbors Know My Name and Panty Drop. That right, those three right there are better than all of Chris Brown's sex. It's just not even up for debate, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't agree with you. I feel like Trey is still better. I would still take Trey. Maybe it's because he's put out more content recently.
Is he better? I'll say yeah, because look at the path that Chris Brown is going down. You don't hear about Trey Songz doing crazy shit like that. And it may have something to do with his age, but I don't know, bro. But Chris Brown is one minute, like, he's praising. Look at this shit. This shit is going to haunt you forever. So I would say Trey Songz has it right now due to the fact that he had that one Keke Palmer situation. But, I mean, you never really hear nothing about Trey Songz going to jail over nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I would have to say Trey Songz in a sense of now he has that. He's back. Like, he's back. Like, this Tremaine album was like his return.
Yeah, man. That Tremaine album was like, it was, I'm not going to say revolutionary, but it was a resurgence for his career, because
Exactly. Before
he was trying to do a lot of rapping and nonstop just flow stuff. And it's like, that sounds cool, but I listen to Trey Songz for different purposes. I don't want to listen to his music when I'm out, you know what I'm saying, in the club or something, partying or doing whatever. I rather listen to Trey Songz in like a more intimate setting. That's the way I've just known him to be as far as his career. So, yeah, man, that's a tough one, man. We gonna definitely run a poll on Twitter for this whole debate, because I feel like I need the timeline to say something on this one. Who's better, Chris Brown or Trey Songz, as far as the discography goes, as far as the versions of music they put out? Oh, I got another one more for you. Who's a better rapper? Because we hear them both rap a lot. Who's a better rapper?
Out of Trey and Chris?
Yeah.
Chris?
Come on, man. You're killing me today.
I haven't really heard anything about Trey Songz rapping. I'm going to go back and do my homework on that. But I've heard a couple of tracks where Chris Brown was actually on. He was rapping. And, I mean, I'm not going to say he's the best, but, I mean, he can hold his own. So I'm going to check Trey Songz up. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm not afraid to admit that.
I don't like when he raps like all the time, but when he raps,
I don't like when either one of the niggas rap.
Like, right? Like,
I don't like that shit.
It's cool to hear every now and then, but that can't be like your main thing now. Like, I'm not a fan, man.
Yeah, like, nah. So, I mean, I can't imagine neither one of them making a rap album. Like, I just can't like see that shit happening.
Right. So
it'll sell because of who they are, but
yeah, it'll sell just based off their name. It wouldn't really sell off of what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. So who would you who you got for your sleeper pick?
For my sleeper pick, I was watching Black Ink Crew, and this song came on, and I was like, yo, like, this is dope. So I don't know if anybody's really heard it, but it's from this gospel rapper. His name is Stephen Malcolm, and the song is called Hot Boy. And it has like a little trap feel to it. And it's like a song where you want to, you know, make the most out of your situation. Like, if you in a tough time, a pressured situation, you want to, you know, succeed. That's the take that I got from the song. So that's what I'm using today. I got my sleeper pick for next week as well, but that's top secret right now.
Okay. All right, play that.
Yeah. Homie, you can do you. I be in my own zone, quarterbacking my own thing. Sticking to the script with it, slick with it on stage, dance move like Soul Train, yeah. I'm on fire how I see things, a pit bull with no chain, four against five, Soul Gang. Jump shot for the champion, chip ring, whoa. Many gon' hate that, just what it is. I got many blessings coming my way. Same old swag with a new sound. Play dub, let them know we ain't playing around. Now they wanna peep games. Real recognize real when it come to this rap thing. 16 full of truth now. Recognize I got the juice now. Woo. Cause I'm a hot boy. I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy. Yeah, cause I'm hot boy.
All right, man, that was smooth. I like that.
Yeah, man, it's different. Like, a lot of gospel rappers don't get too much praise, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if people's afraid to listen to it or what, but the bars and everything, it just was like, okay, like, I'm feeling this. So, I had to switch it up this time.
I like, so for mine, I got this, this one guy, again, I was just going through Twitter, and this dude followed me, and I clicked on his pinned tweet, and it was another fire track, man. This dude name is Marco Uno. You can find it on SoundCloud, Juneteenth.
That's the name of the song?
No, his name is Marco Uno, but the name of the song is Juneteenth.
Okay.
And it's dope, man. I'm loving finding all these new artists, man. Artists, keep sending y'all content to us, man. Let me play this.
All right, go ahead, man.
Yeah. Bring it back. VNSN, don't even know I'm about to kill this shit, nigga. Nigga. Yeah. And turn me into a saver. But my biggest fit is murder for all the safe color paper. Prepping myself for favors. They'll think I owe once I'm famous. My basis of choice for bitches will continue off they maintenance. And all OGs make KG the vehicle for they dreams. Y'all drunk with keenness. I'm trying to keep y'all away from the keys. My height is so famed for the seat. You 6'8", we trade. Fuck you mean? I guess the real life Roscoe with 7G as Verde's on his knees. Living life. Sprite Benjamin.
Yeah, man. See, he got a different style. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to his music, man. So I got to get on Spotify. Like, I don't have a Spotify account. I need to make one because a lot of artists got their stuff on there, and I'm like, I get kind of lost. I don't really know what's going on with Spotify. I'm big on Apple Music, but yeah, man, that's another good show, man.
Oh yeah.
Episode 12. God, we're going to get up there real fast, man. We got to keep the momentum going. Thank y'all for listening. Definitely check out our content at greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. We do a lot of polls on Twitter. Make sure you follow me at I'm Just Greatness.
Follow me on Twitter at KingTail21. Hit up the Instagram page, the Facebook group. We're growing, y'all. So this is still the beginning. Don't for a second think we're going to slow down because we're just getting started.
All right, man.